My mind grew very uneasy on the subject of the pale young gentleman. The more I thought about the fight and the damage I had done to him, the more certain it appeared that something would be done to me as a punishment. When the day arrived for me to go back to Miss Havisham's, my terrors reached their height. However, go to Miss Havisham's I must, and go I did. Not a word was said of the late struggle. It was not mentioned in any way, and I saw nothing more of the pale young gentleman. As we grew more used to each other, Miss Havisham asked me questions about what I had learnt, and what I was going to be. I told her that I was going to be apprenticed to Joe, which was something that had been arranged for as long as I could remember. Estella always let me in and out, but never told me that I might kiss her again. Sometimes, indeed, she told me openly that she hated the sight of me. Miss Havisham would often ask me in a whisper, "Does she grow prettier and prettier, Pip?" And when I said that she did, would seem to enjoy it greedily, and would whisper in the girl's ear, "Break their hearts, my dear. Break their hearts and have no mercy." We went on in this way for a long time, and then, one day, Miss Havisham said, as if she had noticed it for the first time, "You are growing tall, Pip." She said no more that day, but the next time I came, I found her standing in her room with a purse in her hand. "You had better be apprenticed to that blacksmith of yours at once," she said, and handed me the purse. "There are 25 guineas in there," she went on. "You have been a good boy, and that is your reward. Goodbye, Pip. Let him out, Estella." "Am I to come again, Miss Havisham?" I asked. "No, Estella is going abroad to be educated as a lady. You've lost her, Pip. Let him out, Estella." I was surprised, and for some reason that I could not determine, I felt sick at heart. In a minute or two, I was outside the gate, and it was locked behind me. "Goodbye, Pip," said Estella with a laugh, and then she was gone. I turned away and walked slowly home, feeling more sad and lost than I had ever done before.